Hey, y'all. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. A wonderful day in the neighborhood. You be mine. Now, some of you all will remember that. Some of you all will be like, she has lost her mind. How are y'all doing today? This is an amazing day that the Lord has made. It's a cool day, but it's still a beautiful day because we all woke up. So I hope y'all are having an amazing Saturday. And I know some of you all are running around doing all the things that you all do on Saturdays, but please tune in later. Please like and share. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the last corners that we've had. And I want to know what you want to hear in the corner. So please, please let me know some of the topics you all want to hear in the corner. Now, we have a good one for you all today. But before I get started, I've got some birthdays that I need to catch up on. Kelly Clayton, happy birthday. Karen Shaw's sister. Rita Johnson Mills, happy birthday. Phyllis Armstrong, happy birthday. Tiffany Esmond, my beautiful cousin, happy birthday, Tiffany. Mary Cartwright, happy birthday. Ashley Patton, my beautiful cousin, happy birthday. Carrie Von Justin, my very handsome nephew, happy birthday, Carrie Von. Nicole Ridley, happy birthday, Nicole, my gorgeous cousin. Deborah Fisher, happy birthday. Marcel Wilson, happy birthday, and Rhonda Parks, happy birthday, and happy birthday to everyone else that is celebrating a birthday. If I did not say your name, please mark it to my mind and not my heart. Happy birthday. So today's topic is going to be very, very interesting. One mother, two eggs, and two different fathers. So let's get started. You know, Karen, how does that happen? How do you have one mother, two eggs, and two different fathers? How does that happen? What are you talking about? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's talk about it. So we all know that, you know, our period prepares us to get pregnant and to carry the baby, okay? And if you don't want to become pregnant, then there's absolutely no health reason to have a period. Now, a lot of us have been raised to believe that, you know, we have a period because it cleans out your system and it cleans out all the toxins from your body. Well, sorry to say, but I could not find any scientific fact to say that. In my research, all I found was when you have a period, it is to prepare your body to have that egg, fertilize it with that sperm, and carry that baby. Okay, so I'm sorry to say that that is not true. I know I burst some of you all's bubbles, but it's not true. Now, if you can find it, you let me know. But scientifically, that's really not true. So women, you know, we have an egg, and the egg is produced once a month, usually just one egg. And so when we go through this time in our month, in the month, our uterus really thickens up, and it thickens up with blood. Okay, so it thickens up, our uterus thickens up. We have hormones all around the place, and those hormones are released, okay? And it prepares the vagina and the cervix to accept and support the egg and the sperm. That's what happens, okay? Now, when pregnancy doesn't occur, so when the egg is not fertilized and pregnancy doesn't occur, then we have a period, okay? So what happens is the egg just absorbs back up in our body, getting ready for the next cycle. You know, it just absorbs in our body and another different egg drops, not that same egg, but it absorbs in our body. And then the lining of the uterus that has built up to support the egg and sperm, it comes out, it sheds, and that is our period. Now we know. Now we all know. So let's look, you know, once a month, when beautiful young ladies start their periods, then ovulation usually happens about 2 weeks before your period. Now, people that are trying to get pregnant, they take their temperature and do all this stuff so they can know exactly when they're ovulating. Now, ovulation is usually between 12 and 24 hours, okay, for you to get pregnant. So they are definitely timing it to make sure that they get pregnant during ovulation. And ovulation, of course, is when a mature egg drops, okay, and it goes down the fallopian tubes and it stays there for about 12 or 24 hours where it can be fertilized by sperm. Okay, we all know that. That's the basics. But in the corner, we always want to start with the foundation. Now, usually with twins, the mother will drop two eggs at the same time. You know, when they have triplets and quadruplets and all of these babies, they drop those eggs at the same time and they're fertilized. They have one father. But there is a very, very, very rare situation when a woman will actually drop two eggs at two different times during ovulation. Now, ovulation is like 12 to 24 hours. So she may drop one egg, then let's say 6 hours or maybe 12 hours later, she may drop another. Now, this is a very, very rare condition, but it has happened. It is documented that it has happened. Now, out of all of the millions of pregnancies in the United States, there's only about 2.4% that actually where this has actually happened, but it actually happens. So again, what happens is the woman during ovulation will drop one egg, and then during the ovulation period will drop another egg. Okay? So what has happened was when she drops that one egg and she has, you know, intercourse, sex or whatever with her partner, husband, trying to get pregnant, then it fertilizes that egg. Okay. Drop the one egg, fertilize the egg, she's pregnant. But later on during ovulation, let's say 12 hours later, another egg drops. She has sex or intercourse with another man and the sperm fertilizes that egg. So she has two fertilized eggs, one fertilized by the person that she had sex with, like the first few hours of ovulation. The other one fertilized, that dropped later, fertilized by another man that she had sex with, let's say 12 hours later. That is a situation where the woman can actually have two babies at the same time by two different fathers. So in actuality, you're getting pregnant for the second time while you're already pregnant. So the babies, two boys, two girls, girl, boy, they're not 100% siblings. They're gonna be like 50-50. They're gonna be like half brother and sister, as you will, because they're gonna have the same mother, but they will not have the same father. If you don't believe me, look it up. It is documented cases. Now, these twins are called, let me make sure I pronounce it right, dizygotic twins. Okay, that's what those twins are called when this very, very rare condition happens. You know, in the corner, I want to let you all know, you know, blood pressure, congestive heart failure, but I also want to introduce things to you where you're going to stop and say, whoa, who knew? But now we all know. So I hope you all have an amazing day this Saturday. And What I know to be true is we are celebrating International Women's Day. Well, Women's Day is the celebration for women that we should celebrate every day. Every day should be about us. I tell you that all the time in the corner. Self-care first, self-preservation first. You know, another thing that I've said in the corner before is, you know, some days when I get up and I even may put on some blue jeans, a sweatshirt, but I may do my hair, I may put makeup on, I may put on some really, really cute underwear that nobody's going to know but me, but it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like a woman, and I love being a beautiful Black woman. I love being a Black woman. So sometimes we do things just to make us feel good, and it's okay. I may not be going anywhere but to Walmart or to Kroger or something like that. But when I walk out of the house, I am feeling good about myself. I got my makeup on, my lip dip on, my hair is good, my glasses are matching, blue jeans and a sweatshirt, tennis shoes, but I still feel good about myself. Now, when we do this, others may benefit from it, meaning boyfriends, husbands, you know, partners or whatever. They may benefit from it because we're looking good, we're feeling good, but ultimately it is for us. So if you ever have a day that you're just feeling really gloomy and just kind of like, get up, get dressed, put on something cute, something you hadn't worn. You don't have to be going nowhere. Go to the mall, walk around, window shop, you know, whatever, to make yourself feel good, okay? International Women's Day is every day for us. Every day for us, okay? And, you know, let me just say this. You don't always have to get up and put makeup on, lipstick on, or whatever, you know. Feeling good about yourself is in here, okay? It's in here because you are who you are, and it's only one of you. God did not, some of you may be happy about this, but God only made one Karen Elizabeth Scruggs, Pat and Jack's baby girl. It's only one of me. When he made each one of us, he broke the mold because we are so individual and we are who we are. So I want to say, women, we don't have to have a day to celebrate us. Let's celebrate us every day. Okay. I love you. Y'all have a great day and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.